Proclamation number 8233 of 4th of August, 1962. Conscious turning of the will towards God. I give you what you need for your pilgrimage on this earth, so that you can cover it successfully and your soul can reach maturity. For I alone know what its nature is and what you need for its perfection. Nevertheless, your free will cannot be ignored, and thus it is to accept and make use of my grace. The fact that you humans possess free will is very often doubted because the human being himself is unable to shape his earthly life according to his will and therefore denies the freedom of will. And time and again it is to be explained to you that your will is not forcibly influenced. Even if the possibility of execution is not present, yet you will always determine your will and thinking yourselves, and the innermost will and thinking cannot be prescribed to you from any side. And you must answer for this willing and thinking. And if this will is seriously directed towards me and the attainment of your soul's maturity, then you can also be certain that you will achieve it. And then you will also accept my gifts of grace and use them correctly, and your perfection will be assured. How your earthly life will turn out is certainly determined by my will, who recognizes which situation in life will result in the greatest success for you. And I will always intervene in your earthly life according to your direction of will, in the realization that help must be brought to you if you are inclined to take the wrong path. But there is a very certain way for you to safely ascend, if you completely subordinate your will to mine, if you therefore acknowledge me myself as the power which brought you into being and are willing to completely subordinate yourselves to this power. If you completely surrender your own free will to me and then can no longer think and want differently than it is my will, and then your life's destiny will also move on a common course. But then you will also accept my gifts of grace and know that they will only be a blessing for you. You will want me to feed and water you with the bread of heaven, with the water of life. For you desire the right food and the right drink because you still feel ill and weak as long as you don't receive the right nourishment for your soul from me. And if your will no longer resists it, you will let yourselves be illuminated by me again as you once were, and a light will ignite in you, you will gain knowledge, your spiritual poverty will disappear, you will gather spiritual possessions and your soul will become strong and healthy. Because the right physician will give it the right medicine and thus you will have to mature and fulfill the purpose on earth. You receive my word and will now also become doers of my word and not just remain hearers. You will endeavor to live a life of love according to my will, for my word announces my will to you, and as soon as you completely hand yourselves over to me, you also completely enter into my will. You will again insert yourselves into my law of order, you make the principle of love your own, and you now accomplish the change of being. You become what you were from the beginning and return to me as my children in free will. And thus your purpose of existence as a human being truly only consists of giving me your will, of inwardly professing me, of distancing yourselves from my adversary who also wants to gain your will for himself during your earthly existence. But it is entirely up to you who you choose. He cannot force you and I will not force you. You must choose for yourselves the Lord to whom you want to belong. Time and again I can only try to influence you through life situations or strokes of fate to take the path to the one from whom you once originated, and I truly help you time and again to learn to think correctly. I send my messengers of light towards you who also try to influence your will without, however, forcing it. Only the voluntary return to me will earn you eternal life in eternity. And the purpose of your earthly existence is solely the turning of your will towards me. And therefore I will also reveal myself to you humans time and again in the most diverse ways, For as soon as you recognize a God and Creator above you who called you into being, you will also give up your inner resistance which kept you separated from me for an infinitely long time. For then I will already be able to illuminate you with my strength of love so that you will now also recognize me as Father and come to me like children, because you are inwardly urged to unite with me in order to stay with me forever, in order to live in bliss. Amen.